Good morning. Hey, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We pray. Hey, y'all. Hey, good morning. Hey, InstaFam. Hey, Facebook. Hey, YouTube. Come on. It's our, well, our Monday was yesterday, but it's our Tuesday. However you want to call it. Welcome. Welcome to the devotion. I feel like my Instagram camera is doing too much. Welcome into this place. You won't understand that if you ain't churchy. If you ain't churchy, you'll be like, what is she singing? Welcome into this broken vessel. Come on, my God. Good morning. Welcome. How y'all? Some of y'all be jumping from social media platform to social media platform. I need you to get somewhere this morning. Like, get somewhere. Where you gonna rock with me? I be looking, be like, hey, y'all know I like to call names. Good morning, Nia. Good morning, Jerica. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning, Kirby. Good morning, Katina. Good morning, Cliche. Good morning, Patricia. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning, Jasmine. How you doing, Teresa? Good morning, Shamana. Good morning. Oh, Shanquita, how y'all doing this morning? Thank you for sharing. Thank you for putting the video everywhere. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're going to get started in just a second. Do me a favor, show. Let me share. I ain't even sharing. Let me share. Let's share. Let's get the video shared. Take a moment. Take a moment and get the video shared. I'm so excited this morning. Just about God, the goodness of God, who he is. I can't even explain to you how I feel today. Just woke up with the presence of God and the, my God, I just admire God so much. I just, Shanquita, I'm like, I'm getting ready for work. You fine. And he went talking about the good presence of God, the goodness of God, just excited about who God is and what he's doing and knowing and understanding that there is nothing impossible. Where God is concerned, can you put that in your comments this morning? There's nothing impossible where God is concerned. Like, there's nothing impossible, even if it looks or appears to be impossible in the natural. With God, it's made possible. Ooh! If it's according to your story, if it's according to his plan, it's made possible. Ooh, come on. It's made possible. Can you say that this morning? It's made possible. And so I want you to start thinking of God, not as in the impossible, but thinking of God like as possible. He can do all things. Woo! He owns a cattle, whatever. I can't even get it out this morning. He owns it all. He owns it all. He owns it all. There's nothing impossible where God is concerned. Yeah, there's nothing impossible. He makes all things possible. It's made possible. It's made possible. And so now we're in a position, a place where we just have to trust and believe. And when you are in circumstances and situations, and they come to challenge your belief, they come to keep you discouraged, they come. What you got to turn around and do is remind yourself, no, all things are possible for those that believe. There is nothing impossible where God is concerned. And then stick to the script. And what I mean by sticking to the script is stay according to the course and plan that God has for you. There is a way that the Holy Spirit will lead you. He'll provide a way of escape, meaning he'll lead you from all circumstances and situations. Come on now. He'll put you in the right places with the people that you're supposed to be with. He'll connect the dots. He'll open the doors. All you got to do is keep showing up. There's a scripture that we're going to cover today because it just keeps being in my spirit. And so I spent some time yesterday studying it out. Yesterday, I did absolutely nothing. I didn't cook. We ate. Just the boys went with their uncle, and I just spent time in rest and time before the Lord. And I woke up this morning so refreshed. That's why I know rest is so important, right? Like, it is so important. And so I'm just telling you, I just know God is up to something. I know God is moving. Yesterday for the ladies in the Coffee and Conversations Ladies Bible Study Group, woo, I dropped a word from the Lord. And it was just what the Lord had given me about there's still more to the month of May. Like we tap out, we will hear God or a prophetic word will come and we'll get discouraged because it looks like it's the 28th or the 29th or the 30th or whatever else. And it looks like what is supposed to happen for us has not happened yet. But God is not out of time. Like he's not out of time concerning his promises. Yep, this world is fading. It's coming to an end. But God is not out of time concerning his promises. He is not out of time. And what looks like a long time to you ain't a long time to God. And so we have to learn how to be patient. We have to learn how to understand the timing of God. We have to understand that if it didn't happen or pop off, that we just need to stay waiting and stay in faith. When he was dealing with the centurion soldier, and he was like, if you can heal my daughter, he used the word if. Woo! And if is a conditional statement. Woo! Lord, thank you. He used the word if, and if is if you can. And Jesus comes, Jesus so gangster, Jesus comes back and says, if. Woo! See, Jesus comes back, he says, if, come on, y'all, go with me for just a second. He says, if you can. He said, if you can. He said, if you can. That's what he said. And Jesus says, if. Jesus is like, if. And I think we, come on, I hear you, Holy Spirit. I think we conditional God all the time when it doesn't happen in our timing or it doesn't happen our way. And then we think it's humility, right? But when God has told us to pray bold prayers and pray, we're skipping over to Mark 9, right? And it's funny because he's dealing with them with unbelief too. I want to go to the 14th verse, and it's talking about the power he took over a demon. It says, when they came to the disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes disputing with them. When the whole crowd saw him, they were amazed and ran to greet him. He asked them, what are you arguing with them about? And someone from the crowd answered him, teacher, I brought my son to you. He has a spirit that makes it unable to speak. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him down and he foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they couldn't. He replied to them, you unbelieving generation, how long will I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring him to me. So they brought the boy to him. When the spirit saw him, the power, y'all, I need y'all to hear me. It said when the spirit saw him, it say he blew. It just said, there is something about you been overthinking the situation when all you need to do is have Jesus on the scene. I'm going to run this morning. You've been overthinking the situation. Well, all you need to do is have Jesus on the scene. See, you don't overplay this. You don't put too much responsibility on your words. You don't put so too much responsibility on your prayer life. It's in your righteousness. Oh, my God. You don't put too much responsibility on your pastor, on yourself, on saying the right things I'm doing. And here it is. In a situation, come on, y'all, that seems impossible, right? It don't even say, it say Jesus lay hands, it say Jesus pour oil, it just simply says, they brought the boy to him. Whatever your circumstance or situation is, perhaps you need to really bring it to him. Woo! Come on, encourage me this morning, Holy Spirit. Perhaps whatever your circumstance or situation is, perhaps you ain't properly brought it to him. Woo! Come on. Perhaps you ain't really laid it to his feet. Perhaps you've been counting on your prayers or counting on somebody else. Or you come on. Perhaps you ain't really brought the situation to him. Woo! Come on, y'all. Come on. Perhaps you ain't really presented the situation before him. Because there is something that happens. Oh my shit. There is something that happens when a circumstance or a situation is in the presence of Jesus. Woo! Come on, my God, it's got to. So it says, come on, Holy Spirit. It says, so they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, come on. It says, when the spirit saw him, it immediately. So the spirit, this demon, this principality knew that it was out of time. My God, you ought to be rejoicing. You ought to be You ought to be praising God. You ought to be worshiping God. Whatever the situation is. This is what I say. Is it the spirit recognized? See, you thought, see, that's how I know we put too much trust in ourselves. That's how I know we put too much trust in the power of man. The spirit, the demonic principality knew the authority of Jesus. Ooh, come on, come on. Nate said, this thing is out of time. Nate said, this thing is out of time. Whatever it is that's been troubling you, whatever it is been messing with you, whatever it is that's been bothering you, I'm going to take what Nate said today. And you better declare that this thing is out of time. The depression is out of time. The anxiety is out. Come on. So he says, this is what he says. He says, when the spirit saw him, do not ever after this day discredit the blood and the power. You ought to be walking around for the rest of the day. Jesus. Even when you feel anxiety, even when you feel fear, Jesus. Because this thing, this is what he said. He says, when the spirit saw him, it immediately threw the boy into convulsions. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. How long has this thing been happening to him? Jesus asked his father. Oh, come on, Lord. He asked his father, from childhood, he said, and many times it has thrown him into fire or water to destroy him. But if, conditional again, you can do anything, have compassion on us and follow us. The father was in such despair. Ooh, this us, this how we act, this what we do. The father was in such despair that he questioned if Jesus could do anything. Ooh, he was in such, this us, this how we acted. We don't even act like we the righteousness of God. We don't even act like he said we are the healed. We don't even act like he said he is provider. We don't even act like he said he will protect us. Well, here it is. We presented with a strange circumstance or a situation. Come on now. Just like this father. And he says, if Jesus, the miracles, the signs and wonders had already followed Jesus. Come on, y'all. He says, even if Jesus, if you could do anything, have compassion on us and help us. The father was in such despair. See, you got to make sure. You got to make sure your despair ain't talking. Come on. You got to make sure your discouragement ain't talking to you. You got to make sure your despair ain't talking to you. You got to make sure your trauma ain't talking to you. You got to make sure the anxiety and the fear and the worry ain't talking to you. You got to make sure that's what talking to you. See, what despair is the complete loss of absence or hope. Ooh, my God. The word of God says hope deferred makes the heart sick. So when hope is deferred or when the thing hasn't happened yet or you're dealing with despair, you got to make sure the despair and the discouragement isn't talking to you. You got to be able to discern the voice that's speaking to you. And it's okay if you're a little tired, and it's okay if you're a little frustrated, and it's okay if you're a little overwhelmed, because you can have faith and frustration, and you can be fatigued and have faith, and you can be a little worried and still have faith, right? But you got to make sure that the despair is not talking to you. See, he probably was discouraged because what was presented by the disciples wasn't working. He's probably discouraged because Jesus' disciples, and it wasn't working. So he was probably discouraged by what wasn't working. Woo, come on. So if you find yourself in this particular circumstance or this particular situation, right? Be honest with God about where you are. Woo, I'm finna go. I ain't finna play with y'all this morning. Y'all don't want this release. Come on. Be honest with God about where you are. Your freedom gonna come because of your honesty. Your change gonna come because of your honesty. See, He said it a little different when Paul mentioned it in Corinthians. He said, your weakness is what pulls on my power. Come on, y'all. Your weakness. Get out of the script of I'm okay, I'm doing well. Get out of the script. Your weakness, your absolute vulnerability, your transparency to admit where you are, your willingness to let go of your own self-preserved strength is what's going to tickle the power. It's what's going to release the power. It's what's going to change the power. It's what's going to activate the power. It's what's going to move God to compassion, to do what he needs to do for you. It's not the scripted version of you that has been put on for everybody else all these years and all this time. That's not what's going to provoke the power. What's going to provoke the power is your ability to come to God and say, hey, I ain't got enough. Woo! You've been telling yourself it's okay for so long that you have settled into a place where God can't even activate his power. You've been lying to yourself for so long that you won't even tap into the grace that flows through Jesus Christ. You have presented a false evidence of strength because you was too worried about what people said. I can't even get this out today. You were so worried and concerned about looking like the typical Christian, looking like you had it all together, looking like you always had to give a good report, looking like you had to be, and this ain't for everybody else. This is between you and God. Absolutely, Nia. God, Nia said, I got to be real with God and acknowledge where I am so he can bring me to the real me, so he can bring me out of the circumstance and out of the situation. I'm sick of the fake you. Woo! I'm sick of the fake you. The fake you is damaging you. The fake you, I'm sick. I'm saying it this morning because I had to get sick of the fake me. Woo! I was talking to my godson and he says, mama, tell me how you been. And he said, because when I see you, you know, LMJ and ministry, and it looks like everything is together. I said, oh, Lakeisha ain't been okay. Like, there have been things that have been presented in my life that has been falling apart. I said, you just got to tap in a little closer. I'll tell you the truth. No, I ain't been. This is just Jesus. Everything that you have seen over the last 2.5 years has just been Jesus. It is not my own strength. It is not my own might. It is not my own power. I show up and Jesus simply takes over. I show up and Jesus simply takes over. Oh my God. So here he is. If you are find yourself in the same position that this man is, come on now. Be honest with God. This is the moment in the time. It's time for you to be honest with God. It's time for you to get outside of the fake you, the mask, the lies, the fake it till you make it. No, and for you to be honest with God so that you can proceed, so that Jesus can step in, so that you can receive the grace, right? So we look humility instead of being humiliated. Woo, come on. The humility, Avery said the perfect combination. Jesus minus us equals the supernatural ability. You've been in circumstances and situations where you need to experience the super. I need a miracle, but your hand's still in it. You won't even bring your broken. You won't bring what needs to be prepared before God. Come on, y'all. Oh my God. So here he is. He just fell to the ground. He rolled around, foaming at the mouth. How long has this been happening to him? Jesus asked. From childhood, he said, and many times it has thrown him into the fire. Can I tell you something? Can you write this today out to yourself? I'm through with the fake me. I'm through with the me. This is the release. I'm through with the me that pretends to be okay for everybody else. I'm through with the me that always shows up with the right thing to say. I'm through with the me that presents a package when I know I'm struggling. I'm through with the me. I'm through with lying. I know I'm insecure. I know I'm depressed. I know I'm anxious. I know I'm worried. Come on. Can we present to God this morning what we need so that the real power of God can show up in his life? The real power of God can show up in this life. There has been a thing governed to us by church, by religion, by the society that we live in, that we always have to show up on point. You do not have to show up on point. You do not have to show up in the proper presentation. The Lord is not looking for your proper presentation. The Lord is looking for your vulnerability that shows dependency on him. I can't even push this. He is looking for that level of need so he can meet it. There is a supply of grace that when you tap into it, it will give you the power for the next. So I come before him broken and contrite with fear and trembling, saying, I do not have enough. I'm doing away with the script that I wrote out for myself or somebody else wrote out for me. You don't see, I ain't got no power. I ain't got no strength. All I got is in you. So here he is. Come on now. He says, from childhood. And many times it is thrown. And some of us have liked that. We've been battling the same thing from childhood because no one ever properly taught us to release our brokenness, to really release our brokenness, to really receive the grace that Jesus has to take over a situation. So he says, this is what he says. He says, and I'm not talking about a victim mentality. This is from the place of your righteousness to understand that Jesus flowing in you is endowed with a power that helps you to overcome. This is not a victim mentality. This is, I am bold in my sonship and my daughtership to know I don't have to have enough. I don't have to know enough. Come on now. So here he is. He says, from childhood, he said, and many times he has thrown him into the fire water to destroy him. But if you could do anything, have compassion on us and help us, right? And Jesus, and here it is. He says, Jesus said to him, if you can, he says, everything is possible for the one who believes. Oh, come on. He says, everything is possible. He didn't say a limited amount of things. He says, everything is possible for the one who believes. Immediately, the father of the boy cried out, I do believe, but help my unbelief. Woo, come on. There are things that are going on in your life that require a greater divine intervention. Woo, shake me up this morning, right? It requires a greater dependence on God. Come on, y'all. My God. And the only way that this is going to be accessed is through prayer. My God. It's only going to be accessed through prayer. Come on. So how we access this prayer, but we're going to access this in prayer, also in truth. Ooh. We're going to access this in prayer, also in vulnerability. We're going to access this in prayer. You don't have to come to God saying the right things. That is not who God is. He already know you broken. He already know you tired. He already know you discouraged. He already know you overwhelmed. He already knows those things. So here it is. I'm going to access, my God, and I'm going to insert. This is you inserting a fresh dependency on God. In Zechariah, he says to him, and y'all know me, the hip-hop version. He says to him, he says, look, not by your power, not by your might, but this thing that needs to happen for you will be by my spirit. Woo! Come on. So what you need to experience in this season comes from a fresh dependency and in your communication with God. Come on, fresh dependency. Come on, this is a fresh dependency. For this to happen, I have to have a different level of communication. Woo! And a fresh dependency with God. And can I be honest with you? Often, how we treat people is how we come to God. So if you have been walking in a facade and portraying yourself to be on point and in position and to be a certain way, that is the same type of attitude that you typically translate and bring to your Father. You do not tap into the power, oh my God, with walls up, with the mask on. You do not tap into the power because God is still a gentleman. He is not gonna, you got a free will. He is not gonna force you to do anything. But there is a level of brokenness. Come on, my God. There is a level of brokenness that moves God. Ooh, my God. There's a level of this dependency that moves God. Come on now. There's a level. There's a level of desire that just moves God. When we experience godly sorrow, when we working out our own repentance, because what happens is when we live in this lie or this fake thing, we are not tapping into the power or the grace of God. This thing that needs to happen for you can only happen through Jesus. Not self-reliance, not self-importance, not in your own power, not in negotiating. And this doesn't happen because you all the way right or got it all together. This happens because you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This happens according to your righteousness. There is a level of relationship that God desires to have with us that comes through our brokenness. My God, and when I'm broken and contrite, what's happening is I'm no longer running after the things that I think I want, or I'm no longer running after the things that I think will fix it. Woo! Come on. What I'm running after is God, because what I do is I then surrender. This was a surrendered situation where this man is like, look, I got some doubt. I got some fear. We have dealt and lived with this circumstance and situation long enough. So if you can have compassion on us, and Jesus says, if you can, everything is possible for the one who believes. And then it says, immediately, the father of the boy cried out. Immediately he cried out. Immediately he knew. He identified, I believe, but I need some help. I'm struggling in an area with unbelief, and I need you to help my unbelief. And it says, when Jesus saw that the crowd was quickly gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, you mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. Then it came out shrieking and throwing him like a corpse, so that many said, he's dead. But Jesus, taking him by the hand, woo, come on. I don't care how lifeless your situation looks. I don't care if there is a promise of God on your situation. Woo, and you gotta know the basic of who God, you need to know even the basic of who God is as provider, as protector. You need to know the benefits that just come from you being in the righteousness, that you are chosen, that you are loved, that you are not alone. In the basic, if you understand the basic, he says, but Jesus, taking him by the hand, raised him and he stood up. The power of God on your circumstance and situation will cause what appears to be dead. Ooh. I don't care if it's your marriage. I don't care if it's your health. Come on, y'all. I don't care if it's your finances. I don't care what it is. I don't care how long it's been there. The power of God on your situation. That's where you ought to start shouting. The power of God on your situation. Come on, Lord. The power of God on your situation causes, my God, you to be raised beyond the circumstance and situation. My God, I thank you. My God, I bless you. When he was prophesying to Israel, right? Because they were like, we're dead, we dry, we ain't living. And he went in and he prophesied and he told Ezekiel, he said, you tell him that I'm about to make those dead, dry bones live. I'm paraphrasing. You can go catch the scripture. He says, you tell them what I'm about to do for Israel. And I'm here speaking to your circumstance and situation. You tell them that what I'm about to do, that their vulnerability, that their transparency is about to produce something. You tell them that the same resurrection power that in Christ Jesus, Lakeith, is working in them. You tell them, like I told Israel, that I'm about to make, not them, I'm about to make, I'm going to breathe breath into a dead situation and cause life to come, not for their glory, not in their understanding. Woo! God has the ability to take the impossible and go beyond your understanding and cause what you thought was dead and listless and could not happen and call it alive again. Your purpose, your future, your health, down to your hair follicles. See, your faith has not been activated in a long time. Today you needed to show up so your faith could be activated, so that you could see beyond your circumstance and see beyond your situation and know that you are here because God wanted you to know it is time for you to live. You have been dead. You have worn your grave clothes. You have seen your life from one perspective. And God is like, no, I want you out the grave clothes and into the position where I am speaking for you to live, your marriage to live again, your health to live again, your sons and your daughters to come home. This is fresh faith and fresh perspective that God, what is it that God is causing, that God's resurrection power alive in you is causing it all to come together. And for you, his son, it don't make sense that you show up every day and dry and listless and dead. There is fresh anointing. There is fresh power. Oh, my God. There is a measure of grace supplied to you daily so that you can live again. Let me pray for you. Father God, we thank you for your power that rests on this devotional today. We thank you that we will never, ever, after today, be the same again. We thank you that you are putting super on our natural. You are changing dead, lifeless situations and calling them to live again. We thank you, Father God, for new strength. We thank you, Father God, for peace. We thank you, Father God, that your glory rests on our lives, rest on our children, rest on our marriage, rest on our finances. My God, rest on depression. My God, till it's eliminated. Rest on anxiety until it's eliminated. Rest on fear until it's eliminated. Rest on worry until it's eliminated. We thank you, Father God, for your power resting on our lives today in such a measure. Oh, my God, that you are changing us from this to that immediately. We thank you, Father God, that the strongholds are being torn down in our minds today so that we can be free, because he who the Son set free is free indeed. So thank you today. We bring you our weaknesses. We bring you our scared places. We thank you, Lord God. There is enough of you, woo, to change each and every one of us. Father God, help us in our unbelief so that we can receive the fullness of your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! Oh my God. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can you just give him a hand of praise? Come on, put your hands of praise in the comment. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. If you caught this late, you can come back and get it. I can't even explain how I feel right now. Father God, thank you. Two things. Two things. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I trust you. I believe. I trust you. I trust you with my finances. I trust you with my health. I trust you with my children. I trust you with LMJ Ministries. I trust you on this airways. Thank you for my marriage. I trust you with my future marriage. I trust you, Lord God. I put all the cares and the concerns that I have carried and I'm worried and I'm placing them on you. I trust you. I will not lean into my own understanding. Thank you, Father God. I trust you with it. Woo! I trust you with it. I trust you with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Two things. Woo! The Lord places it on your heart to partner, to give. Y'all go to the website, lmjministries.org. You can give there. Cash App us, $LMJMINISTRY. You can give there. Feed the Streets coming up. You know, all the stuff we do. Y'all know what we do. If you've been rocking with us a long time, it's all on the website. Just go give so that we can continue to do what God has called us to do. Lord God, I thank you for blessing the giving of your people today. I speak multiplication and increase. You said you would give seed to the sower. So I thank you, Father God, for giving seed to the sower today. Lord God, you would give bread to the hungry. Thank you for daily supplying all of our needs. Thank you, Lord. Press down, shaking together, and runneth over. Is it being poured into our lap so that we can give more? Lord God, we have decided to trust you with our finances when we give. So we thank you that the blessing is rich and it adds no sorrow. Thank you, Lord God, that your face shines upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Second thing is, if you are here and there are people who come to the live that I know watch, that are encouraged and not saved, you've said it to me before. I want Jesus to be your reason for this next season in your life, because Jesus can transform you from this to that. I promise he can. He can change every circumstance. I was a hot mess until I came to know Jesus. And I was 27. I was born in church, but I was 27 when I got baptized again. And I really knew who Jesus was. And this faith saved me, changed me. My God, and has helped me to overcome. If that's you, I want you to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life and to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Let me say what I hear the Spirit saying. Lord, I thank you for fresh oil. Whew. Thank you for fresh oil being poured out on your people today. Thank you, 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 thank you for raising up a generation that will testify to the goodness of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for making our lives a sign. My God, let our life be a sign. Our life a sign to those that don't believe. Let our life be a sign to the generations. Let us, my God, pray in your glory. Talk in your glory, sing in your glory, walk in your glory. Oh, my God, let us carry your glory. Lord God, let us be glory carriers, Father God. My God, put a spirit of boldness in your children today, Lord God. My God, give rest to the weary. Woo! Give strength to the faint. Woo! Trouble what troubles us. Give peace. Woo! Thank you, 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 thank you. My God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I can't even get it out. Thank you, Keidra. Listen. I promise you, I'm praying this for my own household. Go on and purchase your, get a copy of 30 Days of Prayer for all the men in your life. You don't even have to ship it to them. All you got to do is put in the thing who you want it to go through, and we'll mail it directly to them. Let's get 30 Days of Prayer this month, for the rest of the month, because into June. Let's get 30 Days of Prayer into our fathers and our men's hand so that they begin to pray for their children. Our men are supposed to spiritually lead us. Let's encourage them. So go and purchase 30 Days of Prayer so that you can get into the hands of the men. Don't forget to sign up online for Pillow Talk. We got online sessions in July. Go on and purchase your package deal. There's a package deal on there. Go on and get your package deal. You can get all three sessions. Go on and block your time off. Take some vacation time and come sup with us. Go on and get that package deal. It's $99, three sessions. I want you to go do that too. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. So I'm telling y'all. Can I say that, Holy Spirit? There is power that rests on this devotional today. There is something God is unlocking. He is restoring. He is refurbishing. He is re-strengthening. He is quickening. He is doing more for you today than he has done all year. I trust it. There has been a release. I hope that you will not cheat yourself out of this. I hope you make a decision today. You know what? I'm not even returning to the old. I have a new mindset, and I'm going to walk into the newness of what God has promised to me today. Lord God, I thank you. We left all our old mindsets in yesterday. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can we just worship him for a second? Seal it in a worship. Thank you. 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 There's a freshness for today. If you missed this, go back and get it. You can get it on YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. But God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be love. Day. Let someone else experience the love of God. See you back here in the morning at 6 a.m. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.